Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90 are solutions of the digit for anti-aging. As I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts, and if you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972, and when it prompts for the conference code, put in 97223. Absolutely thrilled to have you along with us. And with that being said, I come to you with an education background, huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise dating back more than four decades. I had grandparents that did not have the best of health, and I didn't want to travel down some of their health challenging paths, so I've done many things over the years to hopefully help to avoid those issues. And we are just delighted to have you with us. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it is your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. My personal experience has been about 35 to 40% of the time, I could not take them 15 to 20 minutes before a meal because I didn't know when my meals were going to be. So I ended up taking them with my meals. Life of a substitute teacher, we never know when breakfast or lunch is going to be because we're either rushing out the door and grabbing something as we go or, you know, the kids have delayed your lunch, so then you have to take it with your lunch. So there it is. So do take them with your meals because my experience has been that, yes, it does work and it still works very effectively. 7-plus servings of fruits and vegetables every single day, and the closer you can get them to their source, the better off because you get more fiber that way. So those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals that are contained within those fruits and veggies, and fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. So that for a good digestive health, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily. And it does a lot to keep things moving through your system and keep you good and healthy. Then if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. Well, 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. Definitely can do more, but definitely do not do less. And that exercise can be in a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks, whatever suits your lifestyle and whatever gets you up and moving. It could be swimming, dancing, running up and down stairs, house cleaning, whatever gets you excited, up and moving. That is the important key. With all of that exercise, if you're exercising heavily, then you need to think about hydration. Your baseline for hydrate is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water, and then you bump it up from there depending on how hard you're exercising and how much body moisture you're losing. Because if you're exercising moderately to heavily, you could be losing up to a quart in an hour. So it's recommended that you stop about every 15 minutes or so and drink 8 ounces of fluid to stay hydrated. And then the last thing that I have found in all of my numerous studies over the last 15 or so years is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That sleep does a multitude of really fabulous things for you, from storing memories, restoring tissue, muscles and tissues, clearing out toxins. There's just a wealth of things that happen while you're sleeping. And so it is really important to make sure that you're getting a good night's sleep. And everybody's amount of sleep varies. And, you know, it could be, for you, it could be 7 hours, but for somebody else, it needs to be nines or somewhere in between. Today, I'm sharing some information out of a book that's called Eat to Live by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N. He's a medical doctor, and I'm always looking for additional things that will help spark our taste buds, keep us from getting bored with our lifestyles, because this is a lifestyle chain. And today, I'm actually going to be sharing at least three recipes on desserts. And Joel Furman really believes in nutrient-dense foods, which he tends to, he calls himself a nutrarian, which means he really goes for those fruits and vegetables that are really dense in nutrients, which is why he recommends getting a good portion of them raw and a good portion of them lightly cooked or water sauteed. So with that being said, our first dessert recipe is called an almond chocolate dip. It serves 10 people. You take 1 1/3 cups of raw almonds or 2/3 cup of raw almond butter, 1 cup of unsweetened soy, hemp, or almond milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 tablespoon of natural cocoa powder, 2/3 cup of dates that have been pitted. So those ingredients, again, are 1 1/3 cups of raw almonds or 2/3 cup of raw almond butter, 1 cup of unsweetened soy, hemp, or almond milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 tablespoon of natural cocoa powder, and 2/3 cup of dates that have been pitted. Blend all of the ingredients in a high-power blender until smooth and creamy, adding more milk if necessary. Note, if you're using it as a dipping sauce for strawberries, and use as a dipping sauce for fresh strawberries and fruit slices. So your next item, or your next recipe, banana walnut ice cream. This serves 2 people. 2 ripe bananas that are frozen, and it says to see the note, which says freeze the bananas at least 24 hours in advance to freeze, peel and cut into thirds and wrap tightly in plastic wrap. Okay, so 2 ripe bananas that are frozen, 1/3 cup of vanilla, soy, hemp, or almond milk, 2 tablespoons of chopped walnuts. So those ingredients again are 2 ripe bananas that have been frozen for at least 24 hours, 1/3 cup of vanilla, soy, hemp, or almond milk, and 2 tablespoons of chopped walnuts. Blend all of the ingredients in a high-power blender until smooth and creamy. And as I said, that one serves 2 people. Ooh, cantaloupe slush. This serves 3. 1 cantaloupe, rind removed, seeded, and cut into pieces. 2 cups of ice and 6 to 8 medjool dates that have been pitted. So those ingredients for this, again, are 1 cantaloupe, rind has been removed, it's been seeded and cut into pieces, 2 cups of ice, 6 to 8 medjool dates that have been pitted. Blend all of the ingredients in a high-powered blender until smooth. For variations, you can use peaches or nectarines instead of the cantaloupe, so you'll have to figure out how many peaches or nectarines to use in place of the cantaloupe, but that definitely would be quite yummy as well. Ooh, we might have time for a 4th recipe here. So Kara's apple strudel. This serves 4 people. 1/4 cup apple juice, 3/4 of a teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, one egg white, 1/4 cup of vanilla soy, vanilla hemp, or almond milk, 3 apples that are peeled, cored, and chopped, 1/4 cup of raisins that have been chopped, 1/2 cup of old-fashioned rolled oats or oatmeal flakes. Again, those ingredients are 1/4 cup of apple juice, 3/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1 egg white, 1/4 cup of vanilla soy, vanilla hemp, or vanilla almond milk, 3 apples that have been peeled, cored, and chopped, 1/4 cup of raisins chopped, 1/2 cup of old-fashioned rolled oats or oatmeal flakes. You preheat the oven to 350 and in a bowl mix the apple juice, vanilla, cinnamon, egg white, and milk until combined. Stir in the apple, raisins, and oats. Pour into an 8x8 baking dish and bake uncovered for 1 hour. I personally would grease that pan before you put anything into it so that you can get it out easily. He doesn't mention that here, but you could oil it with like almond oil or not avocado oil or olive oil to make sure that things don't stick. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build the new skin business. We have Frank up tomorrow. I'll be back on Wednesday to share 3 more dessert recipes with you. This is Susan Mann from Portland, Oregon. On April 1st, 2024, signing out. Want to wish you a great day. Make it a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have, and you can either share them with me by voice as soon as I take us off mute, or if you're one of my shy people, you can always send me a text to 503-502-4863 and let me know, and let me know that you're part of the TR90 group, and if you have questions or comments, I would be delighted to hear from you. So there we have it, my friends. 4 dessert recipes to tantalize your taste buds. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release this. Make it a great day. And as I said, we'll have Frank up tomorrow.